Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The DH, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Lacy scores. Dwyer moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a line drive into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Say reaches second base with a double. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McGregor. Say moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier bunts towards third. Knight fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a fly ball towards right. Lacy catches it and throws to third to double up. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dennis Lamp now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray strikes out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Orioles. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive towards third. Knight catches it and throws to first to double up Canseco. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Say is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Sheets reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips fields it and throws to home to get Kennedy. Sheets moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. Lacy moves to second. It's 6-3, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight juggles the ball. That's an error on Knight. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Javier takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to second. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lacey, who is chasing the ball. Maguire reaches third base with a triple. Lansford scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Orioles. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to home to get Maguire. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Leeper now pitching. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sheets strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Burleson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Lacey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lacey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leeper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Dixon now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Lacey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Canseco strikes out. Kennedy drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Canseco out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight is hit by the pitch. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Canseco. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Knight moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sheets is walked intentionally. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Burleson bunts towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Knight scores. Kennedy moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-5, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Say hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jackson for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 7, and the Athletics 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Murray reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynn is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Knight hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray scores. Lynn moves to third. Knight moves to second. It's 8-5, Orioles. Rene Gonzalez pinch runs for Ray Knight. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Gonzalez scores. It's 10-5, Orioles. Eric Plunk now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Orioles. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Javier strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.